We'll have that coming up in just a little bit. Oh, okay, so this is the segment that I have been waiting for. Now, you all know by now that you book Flair Airlines if you want to waste your money and ruin your travel plans, right? Like, it's no secret the company doesn't give two poops about where you're going or how you're going to get there. You've seen the stories in the news, right? Like, they cancel flights, they suddenly discontinue service, and then they strand thousands of passengers far away from home. You've heard about it. You've heard the people bitching. And quite honestly, I don't think you hear many positive comments from people who have flown Flair. I certainly haven't, and I know a lot of people, a lot of places. I haven't heard any positive comments. So let me just go back here. I'll tell you my story about Flair. And you're thinking, you know, JB, you're on the radio. You got money. Why would you go discount air travel? And the answer is, I have no frickin' clue. All right. So, and I have this disclaimer to read at the beginning of our story here. The legal folks are on me for this one. We have made several requests to Flair Airlines Media Relations and Executive Office for comment about my specific situation and have yet to hear a response. Previously, the company provided a generic statement, which I'll read to you in a second, blaming the grounding of a Boeing airplane as the reason for canceled flights. However, after many attempts for comment about my specific experience and interaction with its customer service rep, Flair Airlines has not responded. So there we go, right? I've got the legal stuff out of the way. So yes, we have reached out multiple times. I'll get into the specifics and dates in just a second. So here's what happened. And actually, I can name names, right? Or no? Yeah. Okay. Executive producer Bonnie Winters here is just saying something to me here. I can? Oh. Okay. Okay, so, okay, because Bonnie is telling me, since we've gone on the record letting Flair know that this is for media comment, every interaction is assumed to be on the record. So if they're chiming in on a media request, it's an official communication from the company. Thank you very much, Bonnie. So perfect, Julie Rempel and Lindsay Housen something. Stand by for your shoutouts, okay? Anyway, so here's the story. I'm laughing now. Very frustrating in the moment. So why shouldn't you fly Flair Airlines? It's not just because they don't even give you correct information about the few cities they still fly to. It's got nothing to do with them giving you landmark information and calling the Forks in Winnipeg, the Fork. It's got nothing to do with that. And it's got nothing to do with them not knowing the difference between its and its, IT apostrophe S and its, in the same section of their website. Nothing to do with that at all. But again, shady. See, earlier this spring, we had a press trip to Phoenix scheduled. So in December, one of our teammates said to book with Flair because there were direct flights to and from the area. I don't remember if it was direct the way there or on the way back. Either way, it's irrelevant now because they were canceled. So out of nowhere in March, and I'm going to get the exact date for you here as I click around. I get an email that just says, you know, oh, well, we know the travel plans change and that's an inconvenience. And I was like, what are you talking about? Here's the email. It's dated March 13th and the subject line is Flair Airlines flight voucher. And actually, here's exactly what it says. We know how frustrating changes to your travel plans are and apologize again for this. We'd like to offer you a travel voucher for use on future Flair flights. Like, that makes you go, what are you talking about? So I call in and I get someone actually right away. There was no hold time, so I was impressed with that. Someone came on the phone though and said that my flight was canceled a month earlier. So that would have been February, and the email was kind of like a make nice gesture. So I asked if they planned to let me know, and the gal said that they had. Well, I said they hadn't, because think about it. Why would I wait almost a month before acting on something like that? Do you really think a person is going to just wait? You're going to make other travel arrangements ASAP. If you find out that your trip is canceled, you're going to book with somebody else to lock in a flight. Maybe that's just a bad assumption on my part. Anyway, she said that the only one way was canceled, but the return flight home was still a go. And that's, I think, the direct one. So fast forward to a conference call with the Phoenix Tourism Board where we say, okay, there's a change in flight plans. We're rebooking the way there, so don't arrange for airport pickup at the time that we gave you. And coincidentally, this is funny too, the tourism board in Phoenix, of all places, hadn't even heard of Flair. They had not even heard of Flair. So the official, like, organization that's there to represent and bring people to the area hadn't heard of Flair Airlines. So that's also saying something. Anyway, So there were a bunch of questions about the airline, and so I was more than happy to send them links to news stories. Here's some information about Flair. Oh, by the way, they're scaling back service to Arizona. Oh, by the way, now they're not even flying to Arizona. So we did the PR work for Flair on their behalf. So you're welcome, Flair Airlines. We'll help spread the word about you at no charge. Anyway, okay, so back to my story. So we still had about 3 weeks until the travel shows were taping. Thankfully, Phoenix is a big enough destination that we weren't totally screwed for getting there. You know, cost a little bit more to make arrangements with Delta. Shout out to Delta. They were happy to accommodate, and they actually said that they're getting some good business from the people that Flair has screwed over. So the same day I got the voucher email and had to call in, again, that was March 13th, I sent an email to Flair's general media relations email address requesting comment, even though I had the email address for Julie Rample all along. I wanted to know if this is standard practice that people aren't told their flight is canceled and their only way of knowing it is by either getting a voucher or, I guess, showing up at the airport and there's no flight there. Well, that email went unanswered. So fast forward to April now, and it was a Tuesday, I flew out Thursday, so 2 days before scheduled to fly to Phoenix, on a hunch, I said in our production meeting, you know what, I should check to make sure that my flight home is still a go. So again, this is like 2 days before I depart for Phoenix, and I'm referencing a flight that's the following week. Nevertheless, I just still want to make sure that my entire itinerary is still, you know, intact. So I call in. And this is where it gets good. This is good for drama, but bad for Flair. And as we've discovered, Flair don't care, so let them have it. This is where I get to editorialize and destroy them. Because again, as I've already said, we've asked Flair several times for comment about being MIA, and just as they do when they F you over, we haven't heard anything. So I get this monotoned woman on the phone. This is 2 days before I fly to Phoenix. She sounds so uninterested, even from the beginning. And actually, thanks to Canada's Privacy Act, we have a request to get the audio of the call, but have yet to receive it. I was told that it could take 30 days for them to retrieve it and send it. I guess they've got just that many files of pissed off customers to wade through, so it takes a while. And they also made note that not every call is recorded. So I just have this sneaking suspicion that my call would be one of those calls, right? Don't you think? Of course, this call of all calls is not recorded. But anyway, I'll let you know the outcome of that request. Anyway, so I'm on the line with her and I say something like, I just want to make sure that my flight is still a go in a few days. Gave her my information and she very plainly says it's not. She says something like, we don't fly to the U.S. anymore, and I asked if I've been rebooked with someone else, and she said no. I asked if they're offering any assistance to do so. She says no. And when I say she's monotone and uninterested, like, I really mean that, and wasn't even apologetic in any way. This whole thing was very robotic. It was almost like, oh yeah, you're just another customer that we've screwed over. Yeah, I hear this all day. Get off the phone. And this is where I really hope that we do get a transcript. Or sorry, I want the audio. I will more than happy give you a transcript online somewhere. I'll put it on one of our websites. We'll get you the transcript of the interaction because it was just pathetic. It was pathetic what they did and did not do on this call. So sure enough, my flight return home flight was canceled, and I asked if they let me know, and she first said yes. They let me know back in February. Meanwhile, it was canceled a week earlier, so how does that work? And she was obviously looking at the wrong information, and then she did say, oh no, I guess we didn't let you know. And I said, well, who can help me with this? Who can get me the information as to why I wasn't contacted and how I can get rebooked? And she said, there's no way. And I said, well, great. Well, let me talk to your manager. I want to talk to your manager. She tells me that she doesn't know who her manager is. And then I say, okay, well, can you get me the information for media relations? Which the media relations email address is right on their website. But clearly she just didn't even give a crap about doing anything to help me. Oh, I don't know what that is. You know, so as I'm recapping what she won't do for me, so you didn't let me know about the flight being canceled. You're not going to put me in touch with a manager. You're not helping to rebook me on some other airline. You're not going to get me the information for media relations. All of a sudden, the phone goes dead. She's hung up on me. So not only did we screw you over on your trip, we're also going to hang up on you as you're recapping the disregard for your situation. That was the level of customer service they provided. I'm not kidding you. And again, I'm imploring Flair to give us the audio. And again, we can disguise her voice. We can take her name off the call. We can do whatever. I want you, the public, you have a right to know. This is like consumer protection at this point. So needless to say, I was livid. I went to two of our radio producers here and I said, get me someone from Flair now. And I think that those were probably my exact words. And I see Bonnie's nodding yes. Is that that? Yeah, that's almost basically what I said. So one of our producers fired off an email to media relations and this time got a very quick response. I was impressed. Reply right away. And I have the email here. So it was from Julie Rempel. I guess she was okay responding to someone else's name from our company and not mine. So picking and choosing what help she provides. Anyway, you know what? And you know, consumers have other choices too, Julie, right? Consumers have other choices. And it looks like they're choosing other airlines in droves, which is why you guys can't seem to keep your flight plans in order. Because it's like, oh, yeah, you know what? Nobody's flying this one. Let's cancel it, cancel it, cancel it. Good. Anyway, Julie's email to my producer says, happy to look into any issues. Please pass along the customer details, full name, time of call to the call center, etc. That said, it does take our call center time to pull a recording, and we don't share or disclose the details of any passenger information. End quote. While I chimed in and authorized anyone from my team to get info directly from Flair, I said, absolutely, Julie or anyone at Flair can talk to my people about this. So my story was relayed to Julie, and we got this very quick reply. We are investigating the lines of communication and where we could have improved. Apology if the situation was decidedly less than what it should have been. Unfortunately, due to the Boeing 737 MAX situation, we unexpectedly were affected by having one of our leased aircraft returned early to its leaser. And yes is in quotation marks for some reason, and yes, flights were canceled as a result. A full refund has been issued to the affected passengers. We apologize and will respond to your inquiry regarding the potential error and miscommunication after we investigate. Again, so pay attention to that last sentence there. We will respond to your inquiry regarding the potential error and miscommunication after we investigate. That was April 2nd. April 2nd. Now, as we head into the end of April, and I've been copied on emails and stoked the fire, Flair has all but disappeared. On April 3rd, I personally reached out to Julie Rempel asking for the audio and added the question, when can you join me on the air for a chat about this? After 24 hours of not getting a response, I emailed again asking, when can we expect media comment with specifics about this incident and receipt of the customer service call audio? That was April 4th. Julie replied April 5th, and there's different sizes of font in the email, so it looks like this was copy and paste. So again, it looks like we get a lot of this, so we've already got just a standard template that we're going to give you. She says, regarding the call center recording, in accordance with the Canadian privacy laws, a written request must be provided by the individual customer to Flair, which we had already done. And once that written request is received, we will review and process. As indicated, there is a process that Flair adheres to, and it is in accordance with the above-mentioned Canadian privacy laws. Regarding the cancellation of flights to the U.S., our leasing partner exercised their option to have their aircraft returned early, and we had to adjust our schedule to reflect the change in our fleet. This was due to the Boeing 737 MAX situation, creating a shortage of available aircraft worldwide, and our partner requested this aircraft be returned. Therefore, Flair Airlines has completed its seasonal transborder flying for the 2018-19 winter season, end quote. So here's what I make of that. We're going to use the excuse that one model of one airplane was grounded, and this is our way of canceling all service to the United States and blaming something other than our crappy customer service and track record. That's really all I hear when I read that. One plane got recalled, pulled out of service. They're going to pull a Donald Trump. They're going to wave a totally different object. They're going to set off a smoke bomb to the one side. They're going to have flashing lights behind you. That's just my assessment. So, and that's actually the last that I ever heard from Julie Rempel. Julie's legacy will be the stellar media relations that she provided at Flair. And why do I say that as if she's gone? Apparently she is. After pressing several more times and getting no reply whatsoever, and I have a bunch of those dates too, basically I reached out to Julie Rempel, and that's R-E-M-P-E-L. And I don't even have all the dates. There's an email here, April 9th, another one, April 11th. Finally, on April 12th, someone called Lindsay Von Tiesenhausen sends me a fresh email. It's not a forward or a reply to a previous email. Lindsay says, we are in receipt of your email dated April 9th, 2019, requesting that Flair provide you with any recordings of your conversations with Flair's customer support line. I know we're super late on this segment. I'm going to wrap this up. We are in the process of obtaining any audio recordings of your conversation with Flair's customer support line, and we'll provide all relevant recordings to you as soon as possible, and in any event within 30 days of the date which your request was received in accordance with applicable privacy legislations. Please note that not all customer calls are recorded. That's that line I was telling you about. What's the likelihood that my call, the crap disturber, the media guy, wasn't recorded? We'll see. The email continues. Should you have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact the undersigned. Well, I'm going to take you on that, Lindsay, and I will continue to contact you until I hear from you. So, A few things about that email. 30 days to pull the call. Whatever. I talked with the manager of a call center in Winnipeg, and they said that it literally takes a few seconds to pull up a list of calls from a certain day and time and review them. You can get an entire list of, the calls, listen to them in a few seconds. Nope, it's not that one. Nope, it's not that one. Nope, it's not that one. And apparently, it's apparently very, very simple with digital recording these days, but Flair, I guess, needs 30 days. So I challenged Lindsay, asked again on April 17th, gave them several days. How long will it be? Specifically asking, when will we get media comment about my specific situation of getting canceled both ways, the disregard by your phone agents, and unwillingness to provide your customers assistance? You can't blame the grounding of one airplane on for all of this. And I even added this, the longer this drags out, the more time it's giving us to lead the social media and radio conversation about your brand, and it ain't going well for you guys based on the daily comments we're getting about you. Which is true, I would comment about the situation and people would reply with their experience. I would get DMs, emails, everything on Twitter. And then I even did a search. We searched Flair Airlines, and really the only thing we saw were stories like mine. You canceled my flights, what do I do now? You're a terrible company. And like I said, I was happy to stoke the fire and join in on that dialogue, right? Because that's what I do here. So, if there's one thing that we know about customer service and social media, it's that companies should be leading the conversation about their brand. They should not let it get out of control and let people carry on bitching about them. I guess that is if they care about their brand. Clearly, Flair doesn't. So, on April 18th, Lindsay replies, "Good morning, Mr. Bradley." It says Bradley. The name is misspelled. How respectful, right? "Good morning, Mr. Bradley. Please note that Julie is transitioning out of the company, thank God, and we will be unable to join you for an interview. Manish Goswani has joined the Flair team as our customer service manager. Please be introduced to him here. I'm hurrying because they're telling me wrap this up. I'm helping Manish with his transition into Flair, and together we hope to resolve this matter in a positive way. We will be in touch as soon as we are able." Oh, so that was again April 18th. As I said, it's now heading into the end of the month. So I fired back the same day asking my same questions, when, expecting media to wait upwards of 30 days for a single comment is unreasonable. I ask again April 22nd, I get no reply. I ask again April 24th and get no reply. So let me just wrap this up because we're running super late and we have the celebrity phone to get to. Flair canceled both of my flight to and from Phoenix. One happened about a month and a half before. The other was about a week and a half before. Flair made up an excuse about the grounding of one airplane as the reason for screwing me over in both directions, and their customer service team had no compassion for what they do to paying customers. When held accountable for their service and actions, the Flair team goes MIA at the executive level just as they do at the customer level. Is that shocking? I was going to say no, but it actually kind of is to me. The media relations person is out. The customer service manager is new. They're already throwing more excuses and adding more smoke and distractions and will likely provide some BS excuse as to the delays and why bad customer service happened. I'm guessing they won't have the audio and we'll get some canned response like, "We're sorry to hear about this and we'll learn from it and provide coaching to our team," and blah, blah, blah. So as of right now, we don't have specific comment about the disregard of their customer service people. We don't have the audio as requested, and they don't fly to the United States anymore, and their track record speaks for itself. So do yourself a favor, avoid Flair Airlines if you want to keep your blood pressure at a reasonable level. There we go. That is my public service announcement on air travel.